Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present The Little Flower Shop by Laurie Foster. Performed by Marnie Penning. Dear amazing readers, thank you so much for coming on another adventure with me to the quirky little town in Indiana. It's a special place where a mannequin gets into shenanigans, the people are pushy but caring, and love fills the kitschy little shops around the lake. Saul and Emily are happy to welcome you back. Oh, and extra thanks to everyone who wrote a fun review for the honeymoon cottage where you first met these characters. I hope you enjoy the little flower shop just as much. Please let me know. I love connecting with readers. Though I'm most active on Facebook, you'll find me on other social media sites as well. Remember that you can always find out the latest about my books on my website, lauriefoster.com. Here's wishing you lots of happy reading. Laurie Foster. 1. A barefoot wedding on the beach. A novel idea that the tiny town of Cemetery, Indiana had fully embraced. As Emily Lucretia looked around at all the naked feet on women, men, and kids, as well as the bride and groom, she couldn't help but smile. After such a long day, it'd be so nice to do the same, to kick off her dress sandals and wiggle her toes in the summer warm sand. Of course, she didn't. For whatever reason, that type of carefree enjoyment wasn't in her DNA. Long ago, she'd accepted being the proverbial stick in the mud, as her ex-husband had labeled her. But she told herself she was also a perfectionist, and even after a day in the late August heat, her flower arrangements still looked incredible. Yardley, the stunning bride, had been thrilled with them all. Above the sound of music, conversation, and laughter, Emily heard a group splash into the lake. Swimming at a wedding, how fun was that? The day of celebration had, for many, turned into a real party once the ceremony had concluded. The air was humid but fresh, the mood mellow and festive. Scents from the flowers mingled with sunscreen, roasted pork over an open spit, and breezes across the water. Nearly everyone from Cemetery had turned out for the wedding until the beach had been filled. It was an unfortunate name for the friendly town, yet the people were wonderful, and Emily loved the quaint area with all her heart. Carefully maneuvering from one decorative stepping stone to another, Emily fluffed and straightened the various arrangements, from pink peonies and blue hydrangeas to freesia and gardenias, anemones and daisies to rosebuds and baby's breath. It was a beautifully colorful wedding, ideal for the setting and exactly what the bride had requested. Emily heard laughter and looked up to see a group of women toasting Yardley as she and her new husband prepared to leave. Yardley made such a beautiful bride, and as the town's wedding planner, she was in her element. She'd known exactly what she wanted and how she wanted it, yet she'd never expected the area businesses to make the wedding a gift. The entire town loved Yardley, with good reason. Thanks to her, the matriarch and great-granddaughter of the town founder had loosened up enough to remove the town's name of Cemetery from every local business. Before Yardley had won that particular argument through persistence laced with kindness, Emily had suffered the misfortune of running Cemetery Florals, which made it seem that she only supplied flowers for burials. Actually, the small town didn't even have a cemetery. Those who passed away were buried in Albee, the next town over.
You're still wearing shoes.
Jumping at the sound of that deep, rich voice coming from right behind her, Emily turned too fast and almost stumbled off the stepping stone. Saul Culver reached out and caught her arm, his hand big and warm against her bare elbow as he steadied her. She looked up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?